理课堂听 class.com。
您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第八讲，在餐馆中。
Lesson 8 In the restaurant。
各位朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语第八讲，我是澳洲广播电台中文部节目主持人马建元。在第七课中，我们学习了如何询问客人是否有任何问题需要帮助，以及在出现失误的时候如何道歉。在这一课中，我们要学习怎样询问客人的需求，以及如何向客人解释账单的明细账。在我们继续学习在餐馆中的对话之前，让我们重温一下在餐馆中的第一部分对话。
Your crispy fish and your garlic chicken and vegetables.
Oh dear.
Is there a problem?
There seems to be some mistake. I asked for no chilies. This chicken has chilies.
Oh, yes. I see. I'm sorry. I'll get you another one straight away. There was a slight mix-up in the kitchen. We're very busy tonight. Here's your garlic chicken without the chilies. I apologize for any inconvenience.
No worries.
Would you like anything else to drink?
No, thanks.
I'm right, thank you.
现在让我们继续学习第八课，在餐馆中。请先收听对话的原文及中文翻译。
That was delicious, thank you.
非常好吃，谢谢你。
I'm glad you liked it, sir. Now, would you like to see the dessert menu?
很高兴您喜欢这些菜肴，先生。您现在要看一下甜点单吗？
No, thanks.
不用了，谢谢。
Just the bill, thank you.
请把账单给我好吗？谢谢。请注意，当我们向客人提出建议时，我们可以用 Would you like 这个句型。您通常可以在这个句型后面连接名词或者动词不动式。请在对话中多次询问客人喜欢点什么菜或者想做什么事，他每次使用的都是这个句型。请注意听。
Would you like to see a menu?
您要看看菜单吗？
Would you like any appetizers?
您要点些开胃菜吗？
Would you like boiled or coconut rice with that?
您点煮饭还是椰浆饭？
Would you like to see the dessert menu?
您要看一下甜点单吗？现在让我们一起来练习这个句型，请注意听并重复。
Would you likeWould you like to see a menu? Would you like boiled or coconut rice? Would you like dessert?
现在请您来试着说。首先，我会用中文说明有关的建议。英语老师随后会把这项建议的英文说法告诉您。在铃声之后，请您使用 Would you like?这个句型造出一个完整的句子，然后英语老师会把正确的句子朗读一遍，供您核对自己造的句子是否正确。最后，请您重复英语老师朗读的句型。喝点什么吗？
Something to drink. Would you like something to drink?
现在点菜吗?
To order now. Would you like to order now?
看菜单吗?
To see a menu. Would you like to see a menu?
现在让我们再听一遍秦是如何向客人提出建议的。
Would you like boiled or coconut rice with that?
您要点煮饭还是椰浆饭? Boiled or coconut rice? Or, 这个字在这里提供了选择的作用。请注意听下列短句并跟着重复。
Or.Boiled or coconut rice? Would you like boiled or coconut rice? Tea or coffee? Would you like tea or coffee? A single or double room? Would you like a single or double room?
接下来让我们收听部分的对话内容，请在秦的讲话之后跟着重复他的句子。
That was delicious, thank you.
I'm glad you liked it, sir. Now, would you like to see the dessert menu?
No, thanks.
Just the bill, thank you.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您制作的旅游业英语节目。第八讲，在餐馆中。
Lesson 8, in the restaurant.
请注意听这一段对话里新的生词及表达方式与中文翻译。
Waitress, there seems to be some mistake.
服务员，这看起来好像有些问题啊。
Is there a problem?
什么问题呢?
I don't understand what this extra $2 is for. Is it a tip?
我不明白为什么账单上多出了两块钱，是小费吗?
Let me see. Ah, that's for the use of the towels.
请让我看一下。哦，这是您使用毛巾的收费。
The towels?
用毛巾要收费吗?
Yes, the cold towels.
是的,您使用冰镇毛巾要收费。
I see.
哦,是这样。
Oh yes, they were lovely towels.
我想起来了,那些毛巾还真不错呀。
I'll just get your change.
我去给您拿找换的钱。
You can keep the change.
不用了,找换的钱就留给你吧。
Thank you, sir.
谢谢您，先生。请注意，有些时候客人会对账单提出疑问。造成这种局面的原因，可能是因为语言不通，或者是客人不了解账单的列表方式。遇到这样的情况，通常的处理方式就是向客人解释为什么收费中会多出了一些款项。或者逐个的向客人解释每道菜的收费。有时候客人可能也会忘记自己点过的菜呢。现在让我们来听秦是如何就账单中多出来的收费向客人做解释的。
Ah, that's for the use of the towels.
That's for 是 that is for 的简略说法。意思是这是有关某物或者某项服务的收费。这是在解释账单时最常用的一种表示方法。请听下列英语短句和中文翻译。
That's for the extra coffee.
这是额外咖啡的收费。
That's for corkage.
这是自带酒的开瓶费。
That's for the phone call to Australia.
这是您打往澳大利亚的电话收费。请注意听并跟着重复。
That's for corkage. That's for the extra coffee. That's for the use of the towels. That's for the phone call to Australia.
现在让我们一起来收听这段对话的最后一部分。请在秦的讲话之后重复他的句子。
Waitress, there seems to be some mistake.
Is there a problem?
I don't understand what this extra $2 is for. Is it a tip?
Let me see. Ah, that's for the use of the towels.
The towels?
Yes, the cold towels.
I see.
Oh, yes, they were lovely towels.
I'll just get your change.
You can keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
接下来让我们一起完整的收听一遍在第七课和第八课中学过的在餐馆中的这一段对话。
Your crispy fish and your garlic chicken and vegetables.
Oh dear.
Is there a problem?
There seems to be some mistake.I asked for no chilies. This chicken has chilies.
Oh, yes. I see. I'm sorry. I'll get you another one straight away. There was a slight mix-up in the kitchen. We're very busy tonight. Here's your garlic chicken without the chilies. I apologize for any inconvenience.
No worries.
Would you like anything else to drink?
No, thanks.
I'm right, thank you. That was delicious, thank you.
I'm glad you liked it, sir. Now, would you like to see the dessert menu?
No, thanks.
Just the bill, thank you. Waitress, there seems to be some mistake.
Is there a problem?
I don't understand what this extra $2 is for. Is it a tip?
Let me see. Ah, that's for the use of the towels.
The towels?
Yes, the cold towels.
I see.
Oh, yes, they were lovely towels.
I'll just get your change.
You can keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
结束第八课之前，请再收听一遍下列短句。
Would you like coffee or tea? Thank you, I'd like a cup of tea. Would you like coffee or tea? Thank you, I'd like a cup of tea.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，这一课的旅游业英语节目就为您播送到这里。在第九课中，我们将学习如何为客人指路。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。